Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The left fielder, Milt Burns. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Shirley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Tex Shirley. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, JoJo White. Batting second. The left fielder, Ford Garrison. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Irv Hall. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Joe Rulo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lum Harris. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lum Harris. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison takes first base on ball four. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella takes first base on ball four. Garrison moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. Garrison moves to third. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Joe Rulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rulo bunts towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Gutteridge covering, for the out. Hall moves to third. Kell moves to second. One out. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic strikes out. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tex Shirley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garrison. The throw from Mancuso and he is out, Gutteridge applying the tag. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Estilella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns moves to third. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball towards center. Estilella catches it and throws to home to double up Burns. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shirley fields it and throws to third for the out. Siebert moves to second. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kell strikes out. There goes Siebert. The throw from Mancuso and Siebert is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mancuso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rulo is 0-for-0 in the game. Rulo strikes out. One out. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tex Shirley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirley is 0-for-1 in the game. Shirley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rulo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rulo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Estalella hits a line drive into left field. Burns picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Burns. Estalella moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rulo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hall strikes out. one out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Rulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rulo is 0-for-1 in the game. Rulo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell juggles the ball. That's an error on Kell. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, White hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Garrison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Estilella hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla pinch hits for Tex Shirley. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rulo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 2, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.